It is time for the Coach's Show from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. The Saskatoon Blades taking on the Calgary Hitmen. It is time for the Coach's Show. It's a presentation of Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. I'm joined by Associate Coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades. I figure it'd be a productive day yesterday and today as you get yourselves ready for this one following the loss on Wednesday in Red Deer.
Yep, it was. It's been a long time since we had a regulation loss, which is a credit to the guys. And so we're just kind of dealing with that over the last couple of days. Just revisiting the game, focusing on some areas that could have been better. But at the end of the day, you go almost 2 months without losing a game in regulation. So a lot of guys can be proud of that, but now we have to start a new streak.
Start a new streak. If you can continue to get the offense you've been getting, I think you've scored something like 22 goals in the last four games. 5.5 a game will win you a lot of games.
Yeah, and you're right with that. Being said, though, the offense was there the other night. I thought we did a good job battling back a couple times. Score 3 goals on the road in the first period. You get 4 in the game. And so the offense wasn't the issue. It was the defensive side of the puck, which isn't common for our group. I just felt like we as a staff just felt like we didn't pay the price to win in the dirty areas, specifically the house and for the slot area in front of our net. We didn't take care of pucks and we didn't pay the price as far as blocking shots and then it cost us.
How much of that is just getting chemistry together as new guys are being integrated into the lineup?
Yeah, for sure. I guess it's a bit of a culture point, right? It's just what we do. Everyone buying into that, but it wasn't necessarily new guys. It was some familiar faces. Guys have been here for a long time too. So that was kind of the focus the last couple of days, just really hammering home what our culture is and what it takes to be a Blade and what it means to be a Blade.
Your team, of course, is coming on against a team that's won 4 in a row. So Calgary may be looking to retool a little bit with some of the moves they made at the deadline, but they've certainly found their stride too here recently.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good young hockey team. They obviously, like you said, they're on a bit of a streak here, and they're a hardworking team. So, again, that's the message to our team is, we need to be the hardest workers on the ice. We can't be outworked by any team. And if we do outwork teams, most nights will be fine.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. Wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, Associate Coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. We're going to come back here with the keys to the game with Tanner Chuby. We'll also have the lineup changes, out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders, all coming your way before the top of the hour. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.